Every U.S. president hosts a variety of events at the White House throughout the year. Of course, it takes a lot of people to help stage those events, and one such group of individuals is composed of members of the military. Tom Dittmer says it's hard to get the job, yet his interview was easy. That unique job title is this edition of The American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. In episode 27, it's Hay No More, Feeding Cattle Without Haying.
I think there's a lot of opportunity to intensify the management of your forage.
In episode 32, meet farmer Marion Calmer on proven ways to get more profit from crop acres.
The yield advantage was there to go to narrow row corn. And so then I invented the world's first 15-inch row corn head.
Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. After graduating from the University of Iowa, Tom Dittmer joined the Army. He found his way to Fort Myer in Arlington, Virginia in 1964.
And about a month up there, I saw this guy walking down the street with a presidential seal on his uniform. I said, "What's that?" He said, "He's a White House social aide." I said, "Well, how do you get to be a White House social aide?" And he says, "You have to be asked." I says, "Well, I don't have time for that."
Tom called his congressman and senator. Both said they'd help him. Within 40 days, he had an interview for the position of White House social aide.
They only asked two questions. One, do you like girls? And two, do you know how to dance? And my mother always told me, says, if you know how to dance, you'll be the most popular guy in the room.
Those aides, or officers as they are sometimes known, represent all branches of the military. Tom's role was to assist at many White House functions.
Social aid is you organize people who come into state dinners. After dinner, you dance with the girls that aren't being danced with, and then you introduce everybody to everybody.
Tom did visit with the president on one occasion, but he laughs at how that conversation played out.
That day I had the president, and that was LBJ. I take off my white gloves, and I see the nachos over there, so I reach up and I pick up a nacho. Just as I put the nacho in my mouth, the president turns to me and says, "Lieutenant, will you take Mr. and Mrs. Smith up to see the Lincoln bedroom?"
Tom now had a nacho he needed to get rid of in a hurry.
I swallow it. "Yes, sir, Mr. President." As I walk past him, he grabs me by the arm. He says, "You're here to work, not to eat." So he spoke to me.
Tom also served at Arlington National Cemetery. We discuss that unique role next time as we travel the countryside. I'm Andrew McCrae.